Okay, so I'm in. Are you there?
All right.
I'm here, James.
Okay, I'm here too.
Black Renaissance, why go, why go, why go? Black Renaissance, why go, why go, why go?
All righty. So I turned down the volume on that. So basically,
okay,
whenever a show is going to start, the show won't start until the host calls into the host line.
Okay.
So any callers that are on the line, they will just be on the line waiting until you call into that host line. And then once you call into the host line, the show will start.
Okay, question. How will I see guests reflected, guest callers calling in? How will I see that? Will that be on
now,
the screen
you,
here?
Yeah, are you in the studio right now?
As far as I know, page I got up says DHR Studio Board Training, private.
Okay. So do you see that on the right side that the music is lit up?
On the right side, do I see that? Yes. Well, I see, levers, dials. I see I guess it's lit up, yeah. I see
Do you see, the play buttons and everything?
I'm not sure if I see the play buttons, but wait a minute. To the far right, I see something that says audio clips. I see that.
Okay, and then usually you should see little volume buttons. They're lit up, and the
yeah,
play buttons.
Okay, and the play button is in blue.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Now on the left side of the studio, you should see your phone number.
Yes, I see that, yes.
And then under you should see my phone number.
Okay, I see that too.
Okay. Any calls that come into the line will come in like my number is. You'll see them, they'll pop in on this side under your phone number.
And they'll be going down consecutively if it's more than one or two or three like that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now there's little icons. Now, normally, when you come in as the host, your mic automatically turns on. That's that first little icon that you see that's lit up red that has, the little microphone.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone else that comes in to the studio, their microphones will not be on. They will be muted out. So I'm going to go ahead and click the little mute button on my side just so you can see what that looks like.
Okay. I see that now. The headphone light is lit. Oh, you can't hear me, can you, or can you?
Yep, I can hear you. They will
okay.
be able to hear you. And they'll be able to hear you, but they, they can't say anything as long as they are
okay,
muted.
I see that now, and I got that process now, yes, because when you had muted yourself, that microphone wasn't lit like in red. It wasn't lit up like mine is.
Right.
But the headphones were still indicating that they can hear. Okay.
Okay. So you'll see that come in. You'll see the calls come in, and you'll know that they're listening. When you're ready to pick someone up, then you'll just click the microphone. And you'll know that someone actually wants to talk. Everyone usually that comes in will be listening. But when they do want to talk, they'll press the number one, and I'll show you. You'll see what that looks like since I press that right quick. 1 second. Oh, I guess I have to mute myself first. Hold on, James.
Okay.
Okay, did you see the little question mark pop up?
Yes, I see that.
So when someone's actually listening to your show and they want to talk to you, they'll hit one on their keyboard, and then you'll see the little question mark pop up. And
okay.
A lot of times, Blog Talk will move their number up to the head of the line you know, when they have a question. So you'll see the question mark pop up, and then you can say, oh, I see that I have a caller, and then you can go ahead and pick up that line.
Okay.
Now, the one thing to be mindful of is when you do pick up a caller and you're on the line, whenever you're done talking with the caller, you'll go ahead and click on the little headphones. That will mute them back. The only thing is that question mark never goes away. That's the feature that Blog Talk has to fix. So when you do pick up a caller, you just want to be mindful if you have multiple callers that want to talk of who you spoke to, because the question mark never goes away after you've muted them back.
Okay, I see what I'll do already about that. I'll just go on, I'll write that last four down, and if I've spoken to them, I'll make a check by that last four.
Okay. All righty. So that's that part. That's pretty much all you have to do as far as the callers that come in. You'll see them on the left side. They'll already be muted when they come in, and if they want to talk, they'll press 1. You'll see the question mark, and then you can go from there. That's pretty easy there.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice in the middle of the studio, it will always have the description of your show, all of the information, pretty much everything that you've put into the Create Show page. You'll see that in the middle section here, and then you'll see there's a short link. And so your show will have a short link as well, and if you want to use that link to promote on your social media sites, you can use that link. You can copy paste it.
Mm-hmm. My question is trying to be this. So therefore, when I'm doing the show, I'll be on at this board right here once I do all the other stuff, correct?
Correct. That's
this
correct.
Is the board that I'll be looking at the whole time that I'm doing the show.
Yes.
Or most of the page. No, not just I said the board, but okay, the board, the page. I'm looking at this page while I'm doing the show.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All
and like
right.
you said, so like, and then therefore, when I come to this page, because now I'm ready to do the show, I will go on and hit that short link to post it wherever. Correct.
That's correct.
Okay, but all right. Right now, I got a question about this short link in terms of posting the link outside
okay.
of this page. Okay, I will click onto that, and then I will see where I can send it, because I haven't clicked
actually,
there yet. Cause...
Right, you don't have to necessarily click on it. You can actually. Are you familiar with copying and pasting, like the link and everything?
I would say yes to that, yes.
Okay. You can just highlight the link and copy it, and then you can paste it wherever you want to. So if you want to paste it onto Facebook, you can paste it into Facebook or Twitter or wherever you want to promote it.
So that'll be pasting it onto my timeline when I do that?
Correct.
Okay, and then the same thing on Twitter as well?
Right.
Okay, I got that. Okay, I see that now. Yes, you answered that question. Okay. Okay.
All right. So the next part that you'll kind of want to take a look at is the music, the audio clips that's to the right, because during your music breaks, you'll be playing music from this section here. There is a little scroll bar to the right of the music, so you can scroll down because there's a lot of music in there.
Okay, I see the scroll bar, and okay, I guess, is it moving? Let me see. Oh, it's not exactly moving. Well, yes, it is. Wait. Yes, it is moving. I have to go all the way down to the bottom to make it move. I can't just put it in the middle. But then again, I do see this circle here.
Okay.
There's a circle there, so I guess I'll click onto that circle to move music up or down.
Yep.
Know that?
Moving.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I think I kind of know. I thought that was it. But no, the way I see it, I might have to go all the way down to the bottom of the page to
move the music
make
down.
Make it go up or down.
Okay.
But I do see all the music there.
Okay. So typically I guess the easiest way to do this is usually what I do is like once like the show starts, like the intro song is playing, it's probably a good idea to just go down to the first piece of music you may be playing, which usually is the Dial House Radio announcement. And most of the music is in alphabetical order. So if you kind of scroll down, you'll see that Dial House Radio announcements is under the D's.
Okay. I'm in the D's now, and I'm seeing DMX, Do Montana. It should be further back than that. I don't see Dial House there.
It should be right under the Do Montana Sex Machine song.
Yes, I see it now. Okay, you're right. You're right. There it is. There it is. Dial House Radio announcements. Okay.
Okay. So usually, you know, what I'll do is, like, while the intro song is playing, I usually find the next song that I'm, or the next clip that I'm going to play. So you can come down to Dial House Radio announcements, and then, you know, when the intro song stops playing, you know, you can go ahead and start talking and start the show. And then when you're ready to play the announcements, you just click the blue play button to the right of that, and the announcements will play. And as soon as they're done, they'll automatically pop off. And you can just go back to talking.
Okay. And then by the same token, I guess at some point while I'm talking, I'm also getting the next song ready. Correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Why does that voice keep coming in?
What voice?
I heard a voice that said 16 seconds, and it had said another number previously.
Oh, that's your countdown, because this show is actually scheduled for 15 minutes, but you will get that countdown in your ear as the host whenever you do a show. As you get close to the end of the show, you'll start getting the countdown. The final minute of the show, they'll let you know you have 60 seconds, and then it'll start counting down all the way until the end of the show.
Oh, okay,
so
and before it counts down... Okay, go ahead. Let me let you finish it.
Okay. So when you hear that, that'll notify you that you need to start wrapping up the show. And just so that you know, even when the show time runs out, because a lot of shows go overtime, you can go overtime a little bit, you know, in the show. It's not going to cut off the show until you hang up the phone.
Uh-huh.
So... but you'll get that countdown, and so if you want to, when it starts saying, hey, you've got 30 seconds, if that's when you want to start winding down the show and, you know, saying your final words at that point, you can, and then, you know, when the show is over, you have two options. Typically, Zendaya likes to end the shows with a song, so if you want to just play something, you know,
You're saying play something after the countdown or before?
After, like, once you hear the countdown and you're like, okay, you know, I'll see you next week, signing off, you know, then if you want to play a song, you know, for the end of the show, you can play a song, and then after that, then you can hang up. Because what happens is once the time on the clock runs out on the show, at any point, if your phone hangs up in the show.
Uh-huh.
Anytime before that, before your time runs out, when you still have time on the clock, if you ever drop off the line, the show will keep running. You just have to call back in.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime that time runs off of the clock and you don't see it anymore and the phone hangs up, then it will automatically end the show.
Wait, say that part again.
So up there where it normally says on air in the timing, as you can see, there's no more numbers running across in the upper left corner.
Okay.
All the timing has set to zero because the time has actually ran out on the show. So if you hang up at some point right now, it'll totally end the show.
Okay, got it. But, like, so long as I don't hang up and I can go on and play a song or, yes, I guess I've been able to play the song. Got it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was also saying, like, while you still have time on the clock, if for some reason, because I know sometimes a call may drop on accident or something like that, if for some reason your phone hangs up while you still have time on the clock, don't panic. The show will not end. You'll just need to call back into the host line.
Okay. But just saying, so therefore, if my call is dropped, I'll be notified of that some way, right? How will I know that?
Well, usually if your call is dropped, what happens is you'll see a message pop up on the screen in the studio. It'll say something like, you have left the show, and you'll see a button. It'll either say end this show or continue. And you want to make sure you always click the continue button.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Click the continue button and then call back into the host line. And then it'll put you back into the show.
Hmm. Okay.
Let's see. But I think other than that, that is pretty much it. It takes a show or two to get used to, like, actually playing the music and running the boards and everything for you to kind of get the hang of it. One more thing, in the middle section, you'll see there's some options. You'll see it has episode info. That's the tab that we're on right now.
Wait, in the middle of the board. Oh, yes, I see that. Yes. Okay, I see that. Promote episode info.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, the promote tab, that promotes on Facebook or Twitter, but that's set to automatically promote, so you don't have to really do anything on that tab.
You say that will automatically promote. So does that mean then that I don't have to go to the short link, or it doesn't mean that?
It doesn't mean that, because what it does is it will automatically promote out on Facebook on the Dalhouse Radio site. Like, it'll automatically promote from Dalhouse Radio, but not from your personal page.
Wait a minute. Let me get that straight. So, if I'm thinking correctly here, I may be thinking wrong, but if I'm thinking correctly, you're saying that as soon as I pull up the board, then the show is automatically promoted? Or I have to click that? Which?
No, the show automatically promotes.
Once I come to the board?
Right.
Okay, and that's for the Dalhouse link. Because I have seen that on Twitter a number of times. I have seen the Dalhouse link. So you're saying that's the link that's automatically promoted once I go and open the boards here. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. So for me on my page on Facebook and Twitter, I'd have to go to the short link.
Correct.
Okay. I got that. Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, though, it's going to take a show or two for me to get it. But then again, I can always just come here. You know, I can always go through a dry run on this with myself. Correct?
Yes, you
or
can.
Or not? Okay.
You can. Now, the only thing you would have to do, like when you come into the studio, like if you want to see like a live version, like we're looking at now, then you usually have to create a test show. So that you can actually see what the live show looks like. Otherwise, when there's not a show scheduled, it looks different from this.
Uh-huh.
Like the volume controls are not lit up, the play button is not lit up, you know, you don't see the numbers on the side if you just go into the studio when a show is not scheduled.
Uh-huh. So in a real sense then, I can't go to the studio on my own and do a test show as they're doing now, not without you, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Right, or not without creating a test show for yourself, you know?
Okay, well, then just, you know, because I'm an experimenter, so I guess I would even come to see, you know, I might be doing nothing one day and say, let me just go see, you know, what I'm doing or not doing. You know, just testing. Okay, but like I said, it's going to take a show or two for me to. But it looks relatively easy. I will say that based upon what I've seen right now, and it'll be more so just following the procedure format that we've gone through already, and just follow what is well, what's there. And it looks like I can get this, yes, so that I will get this more so, yes.
Yes, I think you should do fine. And I will, I'll actually be in so that, you know, if you need any help or anything during the show, so.
Okay, and what about, all right, this chat button here? Well, all right, you spoke about the promote thing, but what about the episode info? Did we talk about that, or did I get confused in asking my own questions here? The episode
info,
did we go over that?
Info, episode info is the info that you see when you first get into the studio. It's the middle section. They have that's where the short link is listed. That's the episode info.
Okay, and that'll be automatically there. Okay, but what about the chat button? Because I was concerned before about the chat line. You had said a long time ago that when you show them how to do the board, I will see the chat line there. So,
right. If you click on chat, you'll see an option. It says launch chat here, and you can actually click that where it says launch chat here. It's going to launch a little chat window. In the middle
says,
section.
Okay, it does say launch chat here. Below that it says chat is co-host, open moderator chat in new window. And I don't know what any of that means, but launch chat here, I understand that. So
okay.
I'm going to click onto that.
Know, yeah, click on launch chat here. It's going to open up the chat in the middle section.
Okay.
And usually,
I see that now. Yes. I do see that.
Okay. So usually if you're doing a live show and there are chat users in the chat, like listening to the show online and they're in the chat, you'll see their usernames pop up, and you'll be able to, on the left, the usernames will pop up on the right side, and then under where it says Dalhouse Radio, you can type in little messages or ask questions regarding the show during in this section, and then they can interact with you. So it's just, you know, a chat interacting with listeners who may be online and have a question. They can pose it here in the chat, and you can respond back to them or, you know.
Yeah. But also, as I saw, and as I'm sure you know, once I did engage the chat room, the other page went away. So I guess at this point, once I open that page and see it, then go to the chat room, I don't really need that page anymore, correct? Or, okay, that's okay, because it went away. I'm thinking, all the information is gone. But then again, that information is already I don't really need that information because, the boards are open and I'm good to go.
That's correct.
But what about what about if I want to go out of chat and go back to that page? But again, that's not really necessary, right?
It's not necessary, but if you want to, you just simply click on where it says episode info and it'll take you back to that page.
You see, sometimes the computer scares me. I don't want to click on nothing. Because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, shit can just go blank.
Right.
So I'm one of those people. Okay. But I did
totally
just do that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then I'll just take you right back to that page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's basically it then. That's running the board. That's all of it, correct? Okay, so then now coming back to the music thing. Well, this rain is coming down out here in this where I'm living at. I can't even see outside my window. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm inside and I love the rain. Thunder, rain, thunder, lightning, and rain. Matter of fact, I have it on my computer. I play it when I'm just going to sleep, and I can sleep through all that noise. But it's good noise, put it like that. But coming back to what I was going to say. So on this side here, I'm back with the DHR Studio Board training. I'm back there where the board is, and I'm going through the music thing. And then still, I'm here to the right hand side. I'm in that area where I'm scrolling down with the music. And So in a real sense, so let me ask this question. So like in a real sense, I can really play any song that's up here?
Yes, you can. You can play any song that's up there.
But, okay, once I had asked that question, something else came to the mind, and that is the playlist that you have already put out. I guess I'm to also go by that. Well, more so I am to go by that playlist, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, but that's okay. Now that comes to this question because, well, I guess it's just going to take some time because scrolling down or scrolling up is taking some time, but I guess it does take time. I'll just have to get proficient with this to pull up those songs. Well, first off, get those songs from the playlist and then have them ready for the show. But okay, I just want to make sure about that. Okay, because there are a lot of songs here.
There are a ton of songs in there, and you know, you can take your time. So, you know, as you're doing your show, and I know you have like set times for your, you know, your breaks and things like that. So, but if it takes you like an extra minute or two to get to the song, you know, go ahead and take your time and get to the song. And then when you're ready, then you can go ahead and say, you know, hey, let's go into this break and play it.
Okay. And, and like another question also, okay. When I'm going to play the song, I just go on and click on to that blue triangle, so to speak, correct? That blue triangle?
Correct, yes.
And so what about my mic? Do I mute my mic first or no, before I play the song?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, so therefore the song will be playing, and then like when the song ends, I'm ready to talk again without pushing anything.
Correct.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, so I would say I think I got it. I would say that, but like you said, you'll be, because I guess well being that I was mistaken in thinking that the show my first show of the year, I was thinking that it wouldn't be until the 17th. You know, being that as I had read per your email that the first show for Dollhouse for 2016 will start on the 11th, which is tomorrow. That's how I had read your email. But being that, my show is to be tonight, correct?
It is. If you want to wait until next week, you perfectly can. You can do that. Wait until next week to actually do the show.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that might be better because I was really thinking that that was when my show would start again. I was thinking that, and then again with you know, this new training here. I don't want to just jump right into it, so to speak. And besides that, I'm always talking, but I was really looking forward to, the 17th, the show starting back up based upon the way I had read the email. I hope that won't be a problem.
Oh, no, that's not a problem at all.
Okay, good. Okay, so, being that is it for now, as I said earlier, when we hang up, I'm going to go on back through the procedures, but I guess I won't be able to come to the actual board training here, like you said. But like you said, though, some other thing will pop up, not this exactly, right?
Right. The studio, you'll still see the studio, but it just won't have any... You know, the volume controls and things won't be lit up or anything like that.
Okay. Because I'm going to go on and, try this, take myself through a dry run, so to speak. Just asking, you got time still for me to actually go through another dry run with you before, I guess, you know, before we hang up?
Sure.
Okay, so to get back to the login page, I guess I will look for an area that says just sign out, correct? All right, log out. I see, so I'm going to go on and log out, all right?
Okay,
I'm going to go on and log out first and then come all the way back. Okay, so, all right, right now I'm at the first page where it says Blog Talk Radio, and then on the extreme right, it says log in. I'm going to go on and log in. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I did that wrong. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, so I did just log in. I logged in the username and the password, and now it has brought me to the Blog Talk Radio, another page. So I'm going to go to that drop down, and I'm mm-hmm. going to create the episode. I'm going to create. That's what I go to, create.
Correct.
Okay, create. Okay, load in host tools. Okay, title of the show, I'm going to put in Urban Society. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, actually, I see that that's already there. Okay, so let me, all right, short pitch. All right, dealing with issues, all right, that's already there. So I guess when I'm going to do another show that don't deal with these issues, such as the short pitch, I'm going to have to, well, common sense, I hope it's common sense, but as you know, sometimes, okay, that's somebody trying to call me, long story there. But are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So as I was saying there, it says dealing with issues that relate to urban community. I'm going to leave that there. Okay. And then when it says detailed description, I'm going to go on in there. All right. Nothing is there. So I'm going to put in there just say the Bill Cosby issue.
Okay. And did you select the broadcast option at the top?
Wait. You said what now?
Did you select the broadcast option at the top?
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. A broadcast option at top. Okay, all right. I'm going to write that down. Don't forget, because I did forget.
Okay. And then that's what opens up the date, time, and the duration of the show.
Uh-huh. Broadcast option. So let's see, I had jumped right past it. Okay, broadcast. Let me put that down. Okay, yes, I see that now. Okay, and then time. Okay, 10:30 duration. See, like I said, just follow the format so long as I don't skip the format procedure. Okay?
Correct.
And like you said, right now it says where it says invite in studios. Okay, if I'm going to have a co-host, I will put, like you said, his email address in there, correct?
Right.
Or even a guest, I put their email address in there, correct?
Right.
Okay, invite studio. And right studio area, I'll put area, co-host and or guest. Then there'll be a copy issue. And then, okay. Tags there. What were the tags again?
Those were your keywords for the show.
A tag.
Normally like the title of the show and what's mm-hmm. it about and always put Dollhouse Radio in.
Keywords of show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, Dollhouse Radio. And I guess by putting just by and Dollhouse Radio in picture.
What did you say? You were breaking the
game. I'm breaking.
Nope. Okay, let me see if I can hear you better now. You there?
Yes, I am. I am still here. You can still
hear me. Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay. I realized what happened. I was talking. My phone was away from my mouth.
Oh.
All right. After I write down the other issues, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me separate that. Okay, so let me go on in there. Let me go on and put something in this tag area, okay? Okay, but right then I just wrote in there because I kept making mistakes because I'm trying to go fast. Anyway, I just wrote in the Urban Society Issues and Dollhouse Radio. Okay, but right now, wait a minute, it just popped out of it just a second. Wait, were you saying something?
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so I got an Urban Society Issues, Dollhouse Radio, but it went in there differently. Urban Society Issues went in there, but then it's like highlighted, and there's an X by the last word issues, and then even the word says Dollhouse Radio, it's also highlighted and there's an X there. Will that make a difference when I go on and create episode?
Let's see. You said that there's an X there.
Well, first off, it's highlighted as if I'm preparing to copy and paste. It looks like that situation.
Oh, and there's a is it highlighted blue?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So, okay. Visibility, like you said, leave that as public. And where it says advanced options, okay, I'm to do something there. All right, that's where I would upload my profile picture or whatever, or like you said, the Urban Society page.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to move on down from that now. And it says start up audio.
Uh-huh. And you pick your song there.
Ah, that's right. Startup audio is where I would pick the song from.
Right.
All right, let me see. All right, startup audio. Pick, all right. Song from, intro song. Okay, so... And I need not pick a song right now, but I'll just do that. I'll just pick one, okay? And then category entertainment, leave that. And then just says, all right, create episode. I click down to there. Urban Society. Okay, I'm on that page, Urban Society.
Okay.
All right, and where it says, all right. Okay, all right, I'm there now. So if I'm going to go on to the studio, I would go on and click go to studio, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so let me go there. Okay, it's engaging right now. At least I did get there to that page. But it's taking longer this time than last time. All right, there it is. Okay, so, okay. Okay, it's just like I'm signing in anywhere else in a real sense.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you say that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Angela. I think that's all the questions that I have, and, Okay, this is interesting. Yeah, I'm seeing that now. Definitely. Okay, Angela. So, I'll say thanks. And the first show will be on the 17th. I'll make sure I'm always prepared. I'll just talk my head off. You know, it goes like that.
So, not a problem. And if you want to do like another test or so before next Sunday, we can do that.
Okay, well, good, because all right, I have your number now. I'll make sure that I do, in fact, have your number in my phone. So if I do, in fact, feel that I do need to do that, well, more so just be on the safe side, probably will. So, okay, yeah, but we'll go through that as I'll email you that question and or that suggestion. Yeah. All right, Angela, so, well... Thanks a lot again, and we'll be hearing from us, and just saying Happy New Year.
All righty. Thanks to you, James.
All right, so have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right.